This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a little bit more information on the Virginia Beach gunman shooter. As apparently, before he shot and killed 12 people, he wrote his boss as a two-sentence email saying he was quitting for personal reasons. Dwayne Craddock said, "I want to officially put in my 2 weeks' notice. It has been a pleasure to serve the city, but due to personal reasons, I must relieve my position." Now, that doesn't really explain why he opened fire at a municipal building in Virginia Beach on Friday. He was a 15-year veteran of public works and a civil engineer. He ended up getting shot fatally by police during the shoot-off. This is thus far the nation's deadliest shooting this year. It was about 4 p.m. on Friday. He shot the first victim outside Building 2. It's a three-story brick building, about 400 municipal workers. Then he headed into the building and started moving between floors and just firing at workers. They found victims on all three floors. Police still don't know why, what the motive was. He had a .45 caliber handgun with a silencer, believed to be used for stealth and to keep victims from knowing where the attacker was in the building. You know, we train everybody to listen for gunshots, expect them to be like firecrackers or pops, you know, almost like the pops of those bubbles, you know, like bubble wrap. And to, you know, depend on the gunshots, know where to run or hide and, you know, shelter in place. And so now you have idiots going, okay, well, you know, if this is how they're going to be trained, I'm going to do the opposite. Survivors of the attack said they were caught off guard and initially puzzled by what was happening. One described hearing something that sounded like a nail gun. The gunman brought numerous extended magazines loaded with ammunition. These were extended magazines that carried more rounds than traditional ones. Shooting started about 4 p.m. By 4:43, the police said the suspect was in custody. The gunman, though, was killed in an intense firefight with four responding officers who hemmed him and prevented him from using the load of his ammunition on more victims. One police officer was shot in the stomach. Luckily, his bulletproof vest saved him from a more serious injury. And apparently he was on the building's second floor, engaged him in a gun battle at the time. Suspect fired numerous shots through the office door wall towards the officers, and the gunfire stopped. They engaged the shooter, and it ended. The gunman was still alive. They started to administer first aid, but then he died on route of the hospital. Now, his job performance, you know, because everybody always worries about an employee that goes rogue. They always worry that somebody's going to come back and kill them. And remember, the employees have no, you know, say a lot of times when somebody gets fired. You know, when we talked about the Roanoke news crew person who was fired and then goes and shoots down the reporter and cameraman while they're doing a live shot, you know, I don't know if he thought both of them had anything to do with his firing, but I, you know, the average person that comes back and shoots up his, you know, or her place of work, you know, maybe they just look at the whole place as being toxic or the whole place as being, you know, guilty. And that stinks when you work for a company that is run poorly, and a lot of us have. And you're like, look, I don't, you know, if anybody fires you, I don't shoot me. I mean, how do you do that? How do you say, look, you know, stuff's happening to you that's not cool. And if anything ever goes down with you and you decide to get revenge, can you please not come after me? What do? You have no idea who's going to come back and you know, start killing people. But what was very interesting is his job performance was found to be satisfactory. He didn't have any disciplinary measures. He notified the city that he intended to quit. He wasn't fired. See, a lot of times these shootings are done by people who were fired. And we talked about how embarrassment leads to a lot of these crimes. You know, we talked about that doctor who had broken up with somebody, and 9 months later, he comes to her place of work and kills her because she turned down his proposal. You know, people get embarrassed when they're fired. They get embarrassed when they're dumped. And sometimes the embarrassment leads to this revenge. But he's the one that quit on his own. Now, maybe it's because he didn't, maybe it's because he was denied a promotion. And that's why he decided to quit. I don't know. But according to Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hansen, he was in good standing with the department and no issue of discipline ongoing. So this is what's really making us scratch our heads. Because we started to see a pattern all these years of somebody getting fired or somebody being of odd behavior, you know, made other employees nervous, gets canned, comes back and shoots. This is somebody who seemed to be an employee, not an exemplary employee, but an employee who was, you know, fine. He's 40 years old, worked as a civil engineer for 9 years. Why would he start gunning down people in the at his work? And again, I don't think the gun, I don't think Virginia Beach is a gun free, I think it's a gun free zone. So how do we prevent the next attack? When these things happen, people get very frustrated going, well, gosh, you know, this doesn't fit the bill. It will never fit the bill. We cannot predict the next shooting because these shooters are unpredictable. The average shooter isn't like a mass killer. You know, people think, you know, they'll watch these, you know, mafia movies and they'll go, oh, okay, well, you know what, it's going to be like, you know, somebody in the mafia. No, somebody in the mafia doesn't, you know, gun down innocent people in schools or buildings. I mean, they might may gun down other gangsters, but, you know, who fits the bill? Who fits the, you know, the stereotype? Somebody with erratic behavior. And still, this person, his first sign of erratic behavior looks like was this, unfortunately. So we're still back to square one with trying to figure out who could be our next mass shooter and stop him. 1-877-DOCTORELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know. I think all the tornado news in the news. So you want to know why it's a twist? Is I'm looking at this CRISPR baby story. So CRISPR, when you look at DNA, they're able to splice DNA and take out genes that may not be beneficial for the baby. And researchers in the U.S. are warning, whoa. These gene-edited babies may die young. They say it's now 6 months since the world's first gene-edited babies were born in China. And researchers are saying that the twin girls, yeah, they may be more resistant to HIV, but they have significantly increased mortality. Now, the geneticist was He Zhangqi, dubbed the, quote, Chinese Frankenstein, they said. And in November 2018, he announced that he had created the first gene-edited babies. He and his team edited the gene CCR5 from two twin babies. A third gene-edited child is supposed to be born this summer. Now, but going back to the twins, he wanted to make them immune from HIV. But we're being told that people with the variant of that genome that he and his team gave the children are now 21% more likely to die younger, according to researchers from UC Berkeley. UC Berkeley. Having searched through a vast repository of human subject DNA from 400,000 people, the Berkeley scientists found that CCR5 is somewhat of a double-edged sword. While it might grant the children a heightened immunity to the HIV virus, it leaves them more susceptible to dangerous strains of flu and West Nile virus. So what we found is that they had significantly increased mortality, according to lead researcher Rasmus Nielsen told NPR. Breaking the unfortunate news that the twin girls are now 21% less likely to live until the age of 76 as a result of the CRISPR editing they were subjected to. So, of course, the scientific community has been ticked ever since Dr. He Jianqi broke the news. In addition, they say, according to the data, Dr. He himself presented last year, they said he didn't manage to edit the specific gene as intended, further emphasizing the risk inherent of playing God with our own DNA. And they say the changes could last for generations, further highlighting dramatic consequences of failure and the extremely tight margins for error. So we've been talking about CRISPR technology and how to take out a gene. I kind of like a typewriter in a way, I guess, to splice it out. We've talked about that for years now. Not years. For months. And how, on one end, if you have a child that is going to have a deadly gene, and it's because their parents made that gene, had that gene, was able to get pregnant, had offspring who might not live long. We all want our babies to live long, and so we'll do anything possible to help them live long. And if it's something as simple as removing a gene, a lot of people are for it. Some people aren't. They say, no, you're messing with nature. Darwinian survival of the fittest. If parents gave birth to a child that's not supposed to live long, that child, if they reproduce, will then have children that won't live long. That's not evolutionarily advantageous. Let nature take its course, some people will say. And then an argument other researchers are going to say is, well, God or nature gave us the ability to do this technology. So we aren't messing with nature because God inspired us or nature inspired us to be able to do this. So there's going to be a back and forth on the ethics of this. And in theory, if you have a child that would be destined to not live that long, you fix the gene, that child would then hopefully not transmit that gene to their progeny. Then we have the ethical question of, are we manipulating and making a new generation, an Aryan generation, right? Are we going to be trying to make populations of people that are perfect? Are we going to try to make them blonde? Are we going to try to make them, you know, all skinny or all tall? And just because we have the knowledge to do it, do we? I've told you guys, man dinks, but God links. Man works, God laughs. I think God's in charge. And I think we're going to get punished somehow. I think something's going to bite us in the butt. But I'm a scientist also. I went to medical school. I did research. You're a scientist. When you're a scientist, you don't want to stop progress. I am so grateful we have antibiotics. And that by the 1940s, we could fight so many infections our soldiers faced. But we mess with nature, and now we have superbugs. Now we have side effects to antibiotics. Now we have other issues. I'd rather take those other issues. I would never go back and uninvent the antibiotic. But we did mess with nature in that process. Birth control. We came up with a way to not get pregnant when we have sex. What a breakthrough. Populations loved it. They're like, this is fantastic. We can stop getting pregnant. Well, we're just hurting ourselves because we're not having a lot of babies. So, you know, how much do we do? Well, a lot of us are of the thinking of, you know what? We're living for the day. You don't know how much longer you're going to live. You know, if you only want two babies and you want to give those two babies college education and, you know, give them all the resources you can without having a family of eight, and mom wants to work and have a radio career and also be a doctor and, you know, do journalism and do marketing and do all the other things that I like to do, why don't we stop at two kids? No, yeah, well, that was my thinking. Have I ever regretted? Have I ever thought that I might not be doing right? Oh, yeah. I struggle with that all the time. I stopped at two babies. And I didn't start having kids till I was 28. I could have been having babies ever since I was 16. Maybe even younger. God gave me a reproductive system that worked, thank God. He gave me a gift. I didn't use it till I was 28. Got married at 26. Decided to have my first baby at 28. I'm glad I'm not, I don't have any regrets because of my career, but in terms of nature, am I populating the world with a whole bunch of new Dahlias and Corys? No, only two. And I have to hope that Stone and Brock spread my genes. And what am I telling my kids? Am I telling my kids to go out there and sow their oats and spread? No, 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 no. I'm telling them, no sex, no sex, no sex, no, no, no. Nobody have sex until you're married. Get your career done. Go to college. Don't make any babies yet. So, how advantageous is that? Now, you all are like, we really don't need any more Dr. Dahlias. Yeah, so maybe that's my contribution to y'all. Not a lot of Dr. Dahlias. But if you notice, a lot of the things we do isn't really helping our long-term growth. We cut down trees to build our house. Well, those trees provided shelter. Those trees provided oxygen. Those trees provided an ecosystem for other animals. We're okay with it because we're fine. I could go to the grocery store and get food. I don't need to eat what's in my tree. I could buy sunscreen. I could have a cover on my house, an awning, to protect me from the sun. But we do these things little by little. And I'm not trying to make a case for, you know, I don't know, a green movement. But we need to realize that a lot of the things we do already are probably endangering us. I just think I saw, I think an article just popped up on humans are endangering their lives or something. Of course we are. We are endangering our existence, and we probably aren't going to live much longer in terms of thousands of years. We're going to make robots, and those robots are going to kill us. I'm being serious. We are trying so hard to make artificial intelligence. That Terminator 2 movie is not that off base. I'm sorry, guys. We're making robots that have artificial intelligence. People will say, well, it'll never happen. If a robot thinks there's a threat later, what will it do to protect itself? We're already pushing ourselves out of a job market. How are we doing a Darwinian survival of the fittest in the job market? We're making robots to replace each other. So, you know, we're going to keep going because yours and my lifetime is going to be fun seeing all these robots and stuff. But I just don't know what we're doing for future generations. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports a modest increase in jobs for the month of May. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The gain of only 75,000 jobs for the last reporting period indicated some businesses may be becoming cautious. Yet the jobless rate remained at a nearly 50-year low. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate remained at 3.6% in May.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 75,000 in May, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.6%. Employment continued to trend up in professional and business services and in health care.
The New York man accused of planning an attack in Times Square will be in a Brooklyn federal court just after 2 o'clock Eastern time today. The 22-year-old has been identified as Ashiqul Alam. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, what's getting people pretty ticked off is Quest Diagnostics, one of the biggest labs, says the personal information of almost 12 million customers has been potentially compromised. Apparently, the lab said in a release that a, quote, unauthorized user gained access to a system used by American Medical Collection Agency, AMCA, a billing vendor hired by a Quest contractor called Optum 360. Quest said the information that may have been exposed included Social Security numbers and medical information, but not test results. AMCA first notified Quest about May 14th. Of potential unauthorized activity on its payment page, Quest said. 2 weeks later, according to Quest, AMCA told Quest and Optum 360 more about the breach, including the numbers of patients potentially affected and what information was accessed. Quest DGX said it has suspended using AMCA that it was using forensic experts to examine the issue. It also said AMCA has not provided detailed or complete information about the hack, including which customers might have been affected. So in a statement to CNN Business, Optum 360 and its data systems were not impacted, they said. AMCA released a statement saying it's investigating the incident and remains committed to our system security, data privacy, and protection of personal information. So this is a big cluster. Basically, Quest is a lab. It's a pretty good lab. They've done great jobs for my patients, great jobs on my labs, okay? But there's accounts that don't get paid, so they use a billing agency. And the billing agency has to get the patient's information to be able to collect and bill. The billing agency is who got attacked. And that's how there was access. Now, from what I understand, Quest has not lost in their stock. They have about 2,200 locations across the United States. Of course, Quest, the results are centralized on that Quest 360. But this just brings to light the problem we have today when it comes to our data. Now, a lot of patients will ask, why did I have to give my Social Security? I'm not giving my Social Security. The problem is if you don't pay your bill and the medical company or whatever company, law firm, whatever, needs to, I don't want to use a word, go after you, but needs to pursue to get their payment, the Social Security number helps them later garnish wages, all sorts of stuff. And I tell people, I go, look, you're allowed to refuse your Social Security number, but pay cash then. Pay in full. Now, savvy somebody's Social Security number can put them at a lot of risk. But the thing is there's other ways to steal your identity. And you have your address there. You have your phone number. You have your date of birth. And a lot of companies aren't asking for Social Security numbers anymore. They're just asking for your date of birth. Or they're asking your security questions. What is your favorite ice cream? Well, you guys got, anybody that's listened to my show knows my favorite ice cream. How's that? What was your first car? Well, I've talked about that on my show. What's your maiden's name? Your mom's maiden name or whatever. Again, you can get that from Facebook. So we really don't have a lot of privacy things. I mean, what you have to do is like when they ask you what was the name of your first pet. I don't know if you guys ever remember Steve Martin and the Jerk. You know, come up with that. You know, I mean, come up with something that isn't really the truth, but is your go-to name for stuff. I'll promise, I got so many different passwords, I forget them all. I've even put them up on Facebook saying, guys, if I ever need a password, will you guys remember what it was for me? Because my husband never remembers what my passwords are. You know? My radio show stinks $1. That's a great password. Yeah, your radio show stinks. Yeah, is that my password? No, it just does. So, it's only a matter of time that your results could have access. I mean, I'm amazed at how Quest so far is able to block that, or LabCorp, or any of these other labs, if there's a breach. But, you know, patients are savvy, and they don't want their tests out there. I do telemedicine, and patients will have certain burning when they urinate. They'll come in, they'll call, and they'll say, look, I want some Cipro or a Z-Pak to treat the burning that I'm having. I think it's a UTI. Now, some doctors may say, oh, okay, it's a blood infection. Really? Z-Paks don't seem to work. Oh, it works on me. I'm a little bit more savvy than that. I'm like, whoa, wait. You're trying to use Zithromax to treat a gonorrhea or chlamydia. Or you're trying to use Cipro to treat that. We don't really use Cipro anymore for gonorrhea, but some people are old school. They think they can pretend they have a bladder infection, get the Cipro, and then treat a infection that shouldn't really be treated that way. And what I tell patients, look, the problem is we're not really supposed to treat this stuff over the phone. You have to get, you know, give a urine sample or a vaginal culture or a urethral sample. They don't want to do it. And there's a lot of reasons. Too expensive to go to the doctor. And then, why have your name on something that can follow you for life? See, in the older days of paper charts, most paper charts get thrown out after 5 years. Now, in the computer, it's there for life. And patients are like, no, I don't want it in the computer. People always ask, how do I get my STD treated quietly? The problem is there's a liability. You got to talk to the lawyers about that one. I can't, as a doctor, take your fake name. If you want to call yourself Tom Cruise, I can't do that. Because let's say I give you a medicine, you have a bad reaction to it, you want to sue. Then the attorney's like, okay, well, you saw so-and-so. I go, no, I didn't. I saw Tom Cruise. No, you didn't. You saw so-and-so. We're not allowed to just take what you say for you. We can't do that. We need your driver's license. We need your Social Security. We need your, you know, address, phone number, all that. We put you all in the system. So if there is an adverse reaction or a recall or something, we can get a hold of you. Those are all good things until somebody's like, no, I don't want to be found. I don't want there to be a record. I don't want people to know. There's a lot of people freaked out about new gun laws as they take medication for anxiety and depression. And they're afraid that somebody is going to pass a law saying if you have mental illness, you can't get a gun. Which the majority of us understand why a law like that would pass. But if you have mild depression, and that's not explained in an ICD-10 code, and it's just, and the code used says major depressive disorder, you won't be able to qualify for a firearm if a law that excludes people with quote-unquote mental illness gets passed. So many people say, well, look, if I take an SSRI, I don't want there to be a diagnosis in there that I have depressive disorder or anxiety. Just don't put anything down. Then you have a lot of people that won't get treated. They want to make sure they can still keep their gun. So the idea of, well, I don't want to be treated because I don't want anybody to find out. And you say, but your medical records are safe. Nobody buys that. If the CIA could be hacked, the Pentagon, did CNN get hacked? Sony got hacked? Quest? If any of these companies have the ability to get hacked, how do I convince you that your medical records are safe? Now, I just tell everybody, well, nothing is, you know, private anymore. You know, they're watching you scratch your butt at a Walmart now because there's cameras, there's satellites all over the place, so just don't expect there to be any privacy. You live life. But not people want privacy. I don't blame them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked about the sex worker rally that happened in Las Vegas a few days back. Apparently, what had happened is 200 people had, I guess, rallied in downtown Las Vegas to support sex workers. So it was hosted by the Las Vegas Sex Worker Collective and sought to highlight the issues that sex workers face around the world. Sex workers span a wide field of occupations, including strippers, adult video stars, webcam workers, as well as prostitutes. Many attendees said they would like to see sex work, including prostitution, decriminalized in Nevada. You would think that this would be, you know, one of these fake news stories, but no, there's actually a movement to decriminalize sex work. So I'm reading now in D.C. that council members are trying to pass laws in D.C. to decriminalize the sale and purchase of sex. Tamika Spellman is highlighted here in Washington City paper. She goes out on the strip in the morning, and she is a commercial sex worker, they say, by choice for 36 years. She wants to see sex work decriminalized. And there's a coalition of sex workers and their advocates who have unveiled a bill introduced by council members Anita Bonds, David Grosso, Robert White, Ward 1 council member Brianne Nadeau, which is going to decriminalize both the sale and purchase of sex in D.C. So the bill is called the Community Safety and Health Amendment Act of 2019. It's part of a grassroots movement largely led by current and former sex workers. In collaboration with advocates, Grosso and White co-introduced a similar bill in 2017, but it did not get a hearing. So the organizers regrouped, built a website, held events, celebrated talking about their position, went door knocking, wrote op-eds, and met with council members. So the organizers now want a hearing. David Grosso says people need to come around to this at their own speed, so I don't mind taking the time to get it right. Now they say this world of people who sell sex for money is not a monolith with one blanket policy neat. Among the ranks are those who sell sex by choice, those who sell sex to survive, those who are selling sex to feed their children, those trying to prevent being homeless, and then you have those who are selling sex against their will because they've been trafficked. So under current law in D.C., police can arrest and charge anyone who sells sex. So how an arrest goes, I guess, is an officer is undercover in plain clothes, pulls up to a strip, asks a suspected sex worker if she'd like a ride, and wants to get in the car. When the sale advances, where he offers money for sex, that's when the officer turns around and arrests her, or him. And Tamika says, that's how it always happens. And then for you to cuff me, take me to jail, that's unconscionable. You criminalized me purposely. You picked me out of the crowd. They say, or maybe an officer knocks on a hotel room door, does approximately the same thing, pretending they're to buy sex. So under this new bill, police are not going to have cause or power to employ this tactic for catching sellers of sex. And so a lot of sex workers don't want to be chosen out of a group of 10 and then, you know, why is it just me going to jail type of thing? And then why are you asking me? I'm saying yes. I guess it's the idea of when you rob a bank, you're going to rob a bank. But when you're goaded into, you know, if a police officer is asking you and convincing you to rob the bank, is that as fair? So I guess that's, you know, yeah. So from their perspective, criminalization is a core problem. They say criminalization doesn't give people an opportunity to leave the trade if they want to. A lot of our young trans women who are leaving home at an early age are being rejected by their communities and their families are already traumatized. But to have the stigma of being a part of a system and being locked up and going in and out of the court system is even more traumatizing. So this is a serious endeavor. Decriminalization of the selling and buying sex. In the Bible, it's illegal. But to advocates, they say that if somebody wants to exchange sex for money, they should be able to. Spellman said it isn't their body to tell me what I can and cannot do with, like contraceptive rights and abortion are not anyone's choice but a woman's. So this is where we are today, where you can't tell a woman what to do with her body when it comes to an abortion. So can we tell her to not do certain things to somebody else and be given money for it? What happens if we decriminalize prostitution? I, of course, get very nervous about the whole sex trafficking thing. A lot of these people who are prostitutes aren't doing it on purpose. They're being forced. But maybe, I'm not saying I'm for this, but why would people against sex trafficking before a decriminalization? Are they thinking the government will get involved? Do they think there's going to be now government-regulated brothels? that people could go to so that you have to register as a sex worker? So that if you're unregistered, there's a chance they could find out that you were trafficked? I don't know. I don't understand. I'm kind of confused by that whole thing. I think it's easier for our society to just, you know, anybody doing prostitution, you know, find out if, and they, from what I understand, they do. I mean, from what I understand is you are interviewed, but how do you, if you're scared to death of who's trafficking you, how do you convey that? And then I heard there's some people that want to be arrested because that's the only way they could be safe and away from the trafficker's hands. The problem is you can't stay in jail your whole life. You have to go home and they could find you. So this is a mess. And it's very, very scary that this is something we have to talk about. But you have people by choice that want to support their children. That want, you know, that's something they do, and it's something that they could get good money for. And they don't understand why that's a crime. So crimes are considered crimes if they hurt other people. You can't hit somebody. You can't kill somebody. You can't rob a bank. You can't steal from somebody. Disorderly conduct. Drunk driving. So I guess advocates for this are saying, well, my having sex with somebody, how is that hurting somebody? Well, if you have an STD, yeah. But why is prostitution a crime? I know why it's a crime. Because the Bible said it was a crime. But in terms of today's society, I really foresee that a lot of societies are going to be under the premise of you can't tell a woman what to do with her body. And if you can't tell a woman to not end a pregnancy, there's going to be not a lot of layers until somebody argues you can't tell a lady not to have sex and accept money for it. So, society's different. You would not hear conversations like this back in the 50s or the 40s. It's different. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We have a few more stories, but we're kind of coming up at the end of time. We do have some good news. We have drugs now that are doing some damn good things against lung, breast, and prostate cancer. But what we're going to be talking about later on in the month is, unfortunately, some of these fantastic drugs are just too damn expensive. And we're being told that some of these treatments are costing over $100,000 a year. And many insurances aren't covering them. So now we're kind of faced with the choice of, do we fight the cancer or do we die because we can't afford it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.